from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Yeah, I mean, when you go all the way back, I think when you walk through the doors your first year, you're trying to figure out where the cornerstones are going to come from. And as you work through that, there's different things that pop up. There's contracts, age, different things like that. So we wanted to continue to build through the draft. We had some good opportunities through trades to elevate our team. Again, being opportunistic to those things that pop up. And obviously, that's how we got DJ in here. So it's been a journey, but it's really fun to see it coming together right now.
That's Ryan Poles talking about the Bears roster, which is coming together indeed. Final cutdowns are pending. There have been a few cuts, a few injury designations, some of which ended up being, while of course unfortunate for those involved, somewhat convenient for roster, you know, for roster crunching and roster numbers. I always feel bad for those guys. But some of them
like
got...
Ian Wheeler type? Is
Ian
that kind
Wheeler,
of what you have in mind?
But he does get injured reserve. So injured reserve means paid all year, right?
Right. And there are certain parts of the injured reserve list where you have the potential now to bring a player back from IR, but you have to designate them as such when you put them on injured reserve early in the season.
Preseason guys are done for the year.
Right.
Preseason injured reserve means you're done for the year.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so it felt bad for Ian Wheeler, but I don't know if he was going to make this team. So
I don't think he was going to make the team.
Maybe he would have made practice squad.
He's a fun, hard knock story. Yes, he would have been on the practice squad. On IR, you get paid as an active roster player. So he'll actually make more money being injured for the entire season than he would have made on the practice
squad. See, that's interesting.
Works out pretty well for Ian Wheeler.
Anthony Heron knows these things, having lived the NFL life, as you did. I find myself thinking about, and it speaks in Ant Heron on Score Afternoons here, I find myself thinking about... this thing with Ryan Poles that I want hit to see that has bothered me with other GMs, and it hasn't reached the point of bothering me yet, but I realized this morning that it would bother me if he holds on to his own draft picks out of some perceived possible sense of romance, even if they do not deserve a spot on the roster.
You said picks, plural. As though there's more than one in mind.
Velus Jones does not have a spot on this team.
Your team, he doesn't.
I look at this team. I don't see a spot for Velus Jones. He doesn't deserve to make this team as a wide receiver.
Right.
I don't think he deserves to make this team as a running back.
Agreed.
And I don't. I think DeAndre Carter is much more likely to help you as a on a roster as a kick returner and also a depth piece at wide receiver, as opposed to Velus Jones as a kick returner and a depth piece at running back. I don't see the utility of Velus Jones Jr. And if Ryan Poles holds on to him through this final round of roster cuts, it's going to really feel like the classic trope that we've seen forever of a GM holding on to a dude that he just wants to prove he's right, or having some kind of attachment to somebody that doesn't deserve a spot. And to a lesser extent, I find myself thinking about Dominique Robinson and wondering, does Dominique Robinson deserve a spot over the edge rusher? Is it Daryl Taylor?
Daryl Taylor.
So he's going to make the team. Mm-hmm. Daniel Hardy, the free agent, undrafted kid that they found, is Daniel Hardy not going to make this team because Dominique Robinson gets a spot? And has Dominique Robinson shown us anything that's worth that? How about Noah Sewell, the draft pick from last year? It's only last year.
Right.
But Micah Baskerville deserves a spot over Noah Sewell. So there's three, and maybe there's others. That's why I'm going multiple on it.
Okay. All right.
But it starts for me with Velus Jones Jr. Show me that you have the strength and courage to quit on somebody, even if you were the one that picked him. And he's showed us this with Chase Claypool.
Or maybe it takes a certain level of strength and fortitude to stick with this young man, to stick by this player, regardless of whether he was your first offensive draft pick who came in the third round. But if you say, I believe in this kid, Ryan Poles is standing on the table as we speak for Velus Jones, and perhaps there is a fortitude that Ryan Poles, a chutzpah, if you will.
Thank you for Yiddish.
That Ryan Poles will have to display to say that, you know what? I know that kid can do it, regardless of the muffed punts.
Regardless of the muffed kickoffs.
Regardless of the ill-timed muffs on pass receptions that he has difficulty tracking in flight.
Is your tongue in cheek right now or not? I can't
very
tell.
Much so. Very much so.
Okay, good.
Velus shouldn't make this team.
Right. Velus should not make this team.
No.
So what does it mean if he does? It means that Ryan Poles is trying to prove a point.
It better mean a lot of people are injured. It better mean that, like, other people who are better than Velus Jones are not available at this point. That, to me, is the most likely scenario where Velus ends up making the 53-man roster. Because I was talking to Herb Howard about this. We had Herb on Friday. I like the physical capabilities of Velus Jones.
Sure.
I think with the football in his hands, he's exciting. But he's just been, throughout a few seasons in Chicago, like this near-miss guy. He seems so close to breaking a kickoff open and running it to the house for a long touchdown run. That nearly 40-yard touchdown run he had the other night in the final preseason game, it's the biggest highlight Velus Jones has had in over 2 years as a member of the Chicago Bears, and it came in the preseason finale in, what, the fourth quarter of that game. So, yes. I mean, there are physical abilities there. There have always been physical abilities there, but the actual production, the playmaking, has lacked. And on a roster like this, this is the deepest and most talented roster that Velus Jones has been up against in his time with the Chicago Bears.
Maybe I should just trust Ryan Poles, because there's a lot to trust. He's earned our trust like very few bosses of sports teams have earned our trust. Like, he's done so many things that have been good and right. And there have been some mistakes, but I mean, even the coach, which, you know, a lot of us doubted for a little while there on the front end, I've become enthusiastic about Matt Eberflus. I love that he took the big swing on Chase Claypool and realized it was wrong and cut bait on that sooner rather than later.
Right.
So that to me is the sign of GM strength.
That's essentially a second round pick on receiver, not a third.
I mean, it's a brutal move, and the Bears have lost that trade again and again and again every time it comes up. But here's an opportunity to show me that you're not going to get attached to someone just because you picked him yourself.
The running back position, DeAndre Swift, is obvious. Khalil Herbert has been obvious to me the entire time, despite some of the conversations that have taken place throughout the preseason about the potential tenuous nature of his spot on the roster. I believe Roshan Johnson is obvious.
Even though we haven't seen him.
That's the thing. Aside from not knowing his health, not knowing the health of a couple of Johnsons, how healthy is Roshan Johnson? How injured is Roshan Johnson? How much time is he going to miss? How much time is Colin Johnson going to miss? Those things are factors for players the ilk of Velus Jones, because we don't know other guys who could be viewed as potential fringe roster guys, lower level roster guys, then they could impact Velus Jones.
Do you think Dominique Robinson deserves to make this team over a guy like Daniel Hardy? I mean, what is Robinson might be a little bigger, maybe could play the run a little better.
And they seem very taken with the way that Dominique Robinson has developed as a run defender. And I see it. I like it. He's a more physical football player than he has been in years past. He's not a better football player than Daniel Hardy, as I see it at the moment. But as far as just trying to keep depth in-house, not even only on the active roster, but on the practice squad, are some of these other guys. Is Daniel Hardy a guy who you could sneak onto the practice squad or something like that? Is there potential for him? Whereas if Dominique Robinson hits the waiver wire, maybe he's more likely to get claimed. And those are factors within the decision-making process. If you're hoping to keep them both in-house because both provide, you know, just depth, if nothing else, you know, maybe not legitimate regular season production, but you like having bodies around and giving them the opportunity to maybe develop during the season and be someone who can step into the lineup for you at a later date. If you want to keep them both and you feel like Robinson active, Hardy practice squad is a better way to keep them both, then that might be part of that calculus.
It's fun to think about this roster. Yeah. I got to tell you, some of these conversations and decisions feel like we're making them about, you know, decent player versus decent player.
Right.
Like worthy keep versus... worthy keep versus another worthy keep.
Yeah.
And that's fun to think about. That's a sign of optimism and a sign of overall organizational health, at least the perception of it. I mean, we'll see. They start to play some games. They lose a bunch of games. It will shift in the perception. But right now, everything feels so rosy that it's even fun to think about this stuff on the fringe.
Now, why didn't you mention Austin Booker as far as I could? Does Dominique Robinson deserve to make it over Austin Booker? Is that in your mind because Austin Booker is guaranteed
locked and loaded?
He's on the 53.
And loaded for a roster spot. Yeah. I'm thinking about the bottom, the bottom edges of the roster. He's Anthony Herron. I'm Matt Spiegel. It is the Score Afternoon Show. Mark Grody in about 1 hour. Remember, we're out a little early for Cubs baseball as they play the Pittsburgh Pirates a little bit later on. But the man of the moment was on Take the North, and he talked about the greatest athlete in the history of this town and wanting to take some things and maybe somebody from the training regimen. We'll talk about that next right here on The Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.